This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Entrepreneur Evan Williams recently posted a bit of a rant on the publishing platform he helped create called Medium. The topic? Something of interest to every social media company in 2015, monthly active users. Twitter's CEO Dick Costolo is facing investor criticism right now because that social network isn't seen to be gaining new ones fast enough. But Evan Williams, himself a former CEO of Twitter, doesn't think that's the only metric for success. Evan, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
The sort of beef you're laying out here is how we define success of a consumer internet service. And usually the metric there is basically number of users, and it's not that simple, you don't think?
Exactly. I mean, we all know you can land on a web page or a website and stay for 3 seconds, or you can land there and read something for 5 or 10 minutes that has an impact on your day. And when you talk about the dimension of people who stop by as the only thing you talk about, what value are you measuring either to the people or to the company?
Well, even time isn't the perfect metric in your eyes, though, right? You actually talk about making an impression on the user's mind, and you want that as a writer on Medium, as do advertisers?
Right. So the ultimate metric is probably not trackable. We can't know what impression we're having on people's minds.
Are you scared about that future, that possible future?
it seems like it might be inevitable, but I can live without that for a while. But time, Medium is one of several companies that is promoting time as one of the other dimensions that is worth paying attention to.
Part of the reason for writing this came out of this frustration that you have with this way of measuring interaction. Does some of that also come from, you know, this history? Twitter is this now a public company. I know there's some people who think its monthly active users aren't growing fast enough, whereas other services are doing better. I mean, is that a part of why you wrote this piece?
One of the instigators was a question I got about what I think about Instagram being bigger than Twitter. And I just wanted to drill down on what does bigger mean? And I said in that original interview, I'm really happy with what Twitter does and the people it reaches and the impact it has on people. I'm also very confident about Twitter's plan for long-term growth. So it wasn't a reaction to that purely, but that was one of the instigators.
When are we going to see ads on Medium?
There is commercial content on Medium today, and Medium is making some money from sponsored content. But you won't see traditional ads as you're familiar with them on the web on Medium.
Do you think that that's going to be a sort of permanent change in how advertising is presented?
It's certainly less and less likely that you're going to see banners. And part of that is just the form factors make less sense on mobile.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll necessarily all be content. I'm sure there's some new forms that will be invented, but I think that's what makes sense for Medium.
Evan Williams is CEO of Medium. Evan, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.